Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Margaret, your host of Messages, Healing, and Prosperity. So glad you could join us today. First of all, I'd like to thank Karen Drucker for the use of her music on this show. And if you'd like to hear more of these wonderful songs by Karen Drucker, go to KarenDrucker.com. Now, if you have a problem, if you need some advice, if you just want to see what Spirit might say, might have for you today, then please call us at area code 845-241-9850. Let me say that again. 845-241-9850. All right. Now, I'm hoping everybody's having a great day today. One of the things that I really do try to do is just really appreciate each day. Because if we can be grateful for each day, all days will bring to us our dreams, our wishes, all that we desire. Being positive and allowing your God, whoever your higher power is, to work in your life, that can change everything. So if you have a problem, if there's something I might help you with, then please just call us. All right, Jamie, do we have a caller?
Hi, may I have your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Yvonne from California.
Hi, Yvonne. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. My question is, I'm trying to find out what I want to do for a living, for a job. Do you see what Spirit has to say? What's the best option for me?
The first thing that popped into my mind, I saw you with flowers. Is that something you would like to do?
Never thought of it, no.
Okay, well, that had popped in. You know, let's see. May I ask, what do you love to do?
Something like receptionist or office work.
There is an entry-level job for a Fortune 500 company that is available. Okay. Now, Fortune 500 companies usually go through an agency. But if you can take your resume and check out the places where you would like to work, go in person, be dressed for an interview, and take your resume in there. The best jobs I've ever gotten were when I was ready to interview and I took my resume right into the human resources. This job... you might be in it for about a year, and then you're going to want to do more, and they may be switching you into like an accounting clerk, and they will every few years, if you can stay with this company, every few years you'll learn, you'll grow, and you'll be promoted. But you have to do the legwork on this. Now let's check with Kimberly. Kimberly, do you have anything for Yvonne?
I do. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
Hi. Here's what I got. The Divine Spirit showed me a triangle of a group of three people, one male, two females, you being the third in this triangle. And even though it's a bigger company corporation, it begins with the, I'm getting the letter W, that this is going to be very good for you. And of course, just like I'm going to say what Reverend Mary Margaret said, where you get in and then you're going to move up, up, up in the company. But the letter W comes in very strong, but you're going to be working with this group of three, you being one of the three, for maybe a year and a half. And that's what I got. Good luck, Yvonne.
And Yvonne, understand this. This is not like the other jobs you've had. This is a job where you're going to build up on your future. I do believe they have tuition refund, and you might be asking them what courses you could take so that you could really grow within the company. But this is your future now. There won't be any more second guessing. And if you do have a bad day, if there is somebody that upsets you, you're not going to quit.
No.
You're not going to do anything like that. You're going to work it out, because you've learned, they say, that you're not going to deal with things emotionally anymore. Is that true?
Yes, I agree.
All right,
yes,
sweetie. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye, honey. All right, Janie, who's next?
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi. My name is Unique. It's Amala.
Amala? That's very pretty.
Yes.
Where are you from, dear?
Thank you. I'm from Connecticut.
Oh, how lovely. All right.
Yeah.
How can we help you today?
So it's interesting. I think it was last week. I'm not sure. But I had a dream that it was crystal clear that I was going to meet somebody between, and this was very exact with the dates. It was March 14th through April 14th that I was going to meet somebody, relationship. What do you guys see? Interesting.
I can confirm that for you. I can confirm that for you. Yeah. You don't know.
Wow.
This is somebody who is totally different. And let's see. I want to say he's about 6'1", 6'2", and very handsome,
okay.
and really, spirit brought that to you because you've been feeling kind of lonely.
Yeah.
And you haven't had anybody in your life for a while, so spirit brought this in just so you would look for him, and that you wouldn't be surprised. And that you give him an opening. Okay, do you know what I mean by giving him an opening?
Okay.
All right. He give him something that makes him believe that you might be interested. Because he's shy. You know?
Is he? So how do we meet anyway? I mean, it's coming up soon then. If it's like, do you feel or sense when this or how this is happening?
Is there a coffee shop you go to?
Not really.
Okay, I'm seeing some kind of shop.
I mean, there's so many of them. Yeah, I mean, it could be just random.
I'm just seeing some kind of shop. Let's see what Kimberly has. Kimberly, can you help us? Please?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I was just going to jump in. Hi. I'm seeing, I don't know whether you go to this church that's white on the outside or if you frequent a business or a restaurant. There's something around a white church with this. Do you understand this?
What did you say? I'm sorry. What
church? There's a white church. It's a place of worship, like on a business street or somewhere. If you don't go to this, if you don't worship there, you frequent a business that is near this location. This is where you're going to run into this man. But I'm also being told by Divine Spirit that this man recently got out of a relationship and all is going to be fine. But he's the type of man, though, that doesn't like to be smothered, you know. So, you know, just loves to, you know, he's a good guy, but just doesn't love to be smothered. You know how we can be in a relationship and still be our own person?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes.
He's all about that. And he's learned that through a bad relationship. So he knows he wants that. So that's what I get. Pay attention to this white building. Do you understand? Do you know that what I'm talking about when I say this place of worship?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know of it?
I kind of do know of one place that it is a white church and it has a red door. It's in my town, and I'm spiritual anyway,
you know,
so, yeah.
Okay, I was muscle testing, and I, that's what I do, and I got that you were correct. That is the location, okay? Good luck.
Oh, wow. Excellent. I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you for calling us today, dear. Call back
God
and
bless.
Let us know how it's going.
I will. Thank you.
All right? Thank you.
Yep.
All right, everyone.
Bye, dear.
Let us talk about things that we can do for you. The energy of our prayers. We didn't do it with these two ladies. They wanted some very direct information. If you are being challenged, if things are not going very well for you, there are prayers that we have that could clear any negativity, prayers that you can receive a copy of. And it also, if you need a private session with me, that is also available to you. And you can contact me through 513-289-2914, 513-289-2914, or through my email, which is REV for Reverend, MM for Mary Margaret, Denholm, my last name, DEN is in Nancy, HOLM is in Mary, at AOL.com. And we are here every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. But services for you could be anything from a tarot reading, a healing, a tarot party. You may want to attend a class and learn tarot for yourself, or be a spiritual intuitive healer. All these things are, if you have any interest in the spiritual gifts, this is a wonderful place to start. So keep that in mind. Janie, do we have another guest?
Hi, Cole. Hi. I have your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yes, my name is Dion. I'm calling from Chicago, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Dion. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
What's wrong?
Well, the last couple of years, I've been doing the best that I can, you know, moving with a purpose, working.
Mm-hmm.
I started a second income for myself. And what I would love to do is to be able to purchase, like, a townhome again. And it just seems like, you know, I went out looking today, and I actually met a realtor while I was out walking around. So I'm like, that's a positive sign.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay, you know, I think I'm in the right place.
That's great. Right.
And I know that, you know, the universe, we're not supposed to ask the why or the how.
Uh-huh.
Do you see me being, you know, able to complete that goal anytime soon?
There's something happening. The energy is building just till September. And it seems you're going to be in preparation until September. And not only do you get a new townhouse, but there is a relationship there in September. Is that something you would like?
Yeah, you said that before. I called in a couple of weeks ago, and you said that before. I mean, I wouldn't pass up a relationship, you know, if it was on, you know, if it's part of my destiny. I just don't go out looking for guys.
No, this is that. No, like, no one should. No one should.
Right.
This is divine intervention.
Right.
You're going to meet him. You're going to be attracted to him. He's going to be attracted to you. You have a lot in common. You take it slow, and you'll understand the divine guidance of the relationship itself. But yes, I see the townhouse in the fall. You may find it. I think you'll find it in August, and then move in September. Kimberly, do you have anything here?
I do. Hi, Dion, and I vaguely remember you, but I feel like until you let go of some of this heartache, that you're blocking a lot of this good, a lot of these good things to happen. You know, you're still, I feel like, grieving a past relationship. Reverend Mary Margaret has, it's called the Thinking and Feeling Heart. And it's an invocation that can be done. And I recently have done this myself, and it really works wonders for releasing, you know, a past love or past loves. And it really does wonders for cutting cords and ties and things like that. And I just feel like it's really blocking some of these better things to come to you. And as far as your next place where you're going to reside, I see wrought iron, a railing within this place where you are going to move. That's one of the things you will know. There's black wrought iron, beautiful, on going up the stairs in the place that I see. Are you still feeling some heartache, Dion?
I mean, I feel like I've done a lot of. It's not a past relationship like with a guy. I had a falling out with my sister, and I think that was, like, the only person I can honestly say that truly broke my heart. And I have been making necessary steps to forgive, not punish myself, realize my mistakes, move on, know that the next person can't be blamed for what the last person did. But in the same token, I am basking in the glory of being able to say, hey, just because I'm a single individual doesn't mean I can't do this on my own. You know, like, I'm just not looking for somebody to come by and bail me out.
Right.
You know.
Good girl.
Okay, Dion,
Okay, I'll let you go. Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Dion, I'd like you to contact my email at revmmdenholm@aol.com. And I want you to request the clearing prayer and the thinking and feeling heart prayer. And I want you to say it every day for a week. And then after that is just when you feel that you have to. And I think that's going to help you tremendously. I think it's going to help with your prosperity. It's going to help with your relationships. It's going to help bring your sister back, because whatever this is, whatever happened, it is so with you that we've got to release it so that the path is clear for reconciliation.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate all your advice.
You are so welcome. Thank you. Let us know how it turned out, honey.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Dion.
Bye.
Hi.
All right. Now, Janie, do we have another caller?
Yes.
Hi, may I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, my name is Crystal. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Crystal. How are you, dear?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you?
Great. How can we help you?
Okay, so I did a job interview today, and at the end of the interview, they said if I'm interested, I should give them an email, send them an email with my references.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how to take it. Like, usually they'll say, okay, you know, we'll let you know, but, you know, I'm just like, I'm just
curious. I think
curious.
It was very positive. No, Crystal, I think it was very positive.
Okay.
They just need your references. And then they're going to do whatever they do on their end. But I think it was very positive. I don't think they would have told you that unless they were interested.
Okay.
Okay. Kimberly, what do you think of that?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask Kimberly, too. Hold on.
I see that she gets that and it feels positive as well.
Thank you, Kimberly.
Something else came in, though. I don't know if I should go there. I'll leave it up to you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Crystal, if you have concerns about your mother, that's the first thing that really came in really heavy with me. Anything with your mom going on?
Yes. You know, she depends a lot on me. So, you know, it's like every, you know, I'm just, she's getting, you know, up in age as well. So, of course, their health is a concern. But she's still, you know, independent. But in terms of, like, her daily shopping and, you know, going to work, you know, is a lot dependent on me. So if I get a good job, it's like it's going to, you know, put her at a disadvantage.
You cannot allow her, her to jeopardize this job, dear. This job is
right.
Is a future for you. So you may have to put your foot down. You may say, Mom, I'm not going to get over there. I'll get over there on Wednesday nights and Saturdays to help you, but that's all I've got. You know, something like that.
Right.
Because, Crystal, this job is going to lead to other things.
Okay.
Other good things, and you deserve it, dear.
Yeah.
You know
yes,
you do.
You know.
You've had enough jobs that you know weren't the greatest. You know, so
right,
this is you earned this. Your job karma is over with.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Anything else?
From me or
yeah, anything else, honey?
Oh, no, I just thought that you said you saw something with her, so I was hoping it's not anything serious.
With
no,
your mom?
No, nothing serious.
Yeah, go ahead, honey.
Yes,
I don't see anything serious either.
Oh, no, nothing
all
serious,
right.
But uh-huh. Sometimes we have to stand up to our parents. That doesn't mean we don't love them, but just what Mary
right.
Margaret said to you, Mom, uh-huh. I can help you out on Saturdays and Sundays. Something like that
right.
Because you have to take care of you. It's your time now, sweetheart. Good luck.
Yes.
And
all
the
right.
other thing, too, the other thing, too, Crystal, your mom is very codependent.
Yeah.
So I want you to drop me an email at revmmdenholm@aol.com because the clearing prayer will break the codependent ties, and then that'll be easier for you and easier for your mom.
Okay.
Okay.
You also have a website?
No. I'm just here on Blog
okay.
Talk right now, and
okay.
we're just still trying to figure out Blog Talk to tell you the truth, but just Rev REVMM for
okay.
Mary Margaret Denholm DENHOLM @AOL.com, and if anybody's
okay.
interested. In ancient language, the name Denholm means messenger of God. I found that out
okay.
years later. That's my married name. But I found that out years later. So I do try to be that messenger of God. So thank you, Crystal, for calling.
Okay.
Let us
thank
know.
Thank you guys for your help. Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye now.
Will do. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye, hon. Janie?
The board is clear right now.
Oh, is it? All right, what shall we talk about? Let's see. Who's hanging on the line here in that 917?
That was Crystal.
That was Crystal? Okay. All right, great.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, let me tell you all about Divinity Spiritual Church. You know, I had a health crisis 26 years ago, and it was very bad, and it blinded me and sent me home to die. But before that, I had a near-death experience. So a lot of things that I do or say are just coming from that relationship I have with my God that I saw, and the authority to do this. You know, there are people out there that are suffering. They're demon-possessed. They have entities. They have energies. They can't explain why they feel that they wake up in the morning and it's all gloom and doom. And that means that you've had trauma. And when we've had trauma, the electromagnetic field, which is the protection of God, fractures. And any of these things can come in and out. That's why it's so important that we get to you the clearing prayer and the other prayers, whatever you might need. We're here to be of service. Now, not quite yet, but very soon, we are going to put Divinity Spiritual on Blog Talk. And that is going to be on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. So for all of you who are housebound or you know, your church is maybe closed or whatever, that is going to be available to you. And our church is something that is so beautiful and spiritual. I do not preach, I teach. I do not believe in sin. I believe in life lessons. I believe in karma. I believe everything is spiritually orchestrated. And when we can learn the energies of that spiritual orchestration, then life is so much easier on us. So with Divinity Spiritual Church, We do our declaration, we do our prayers, we do I'll do a message of the week, usually something that's healing. It's not unusual, as I do the message, for Jesus to come in, and I channel Jesus or Mary Magdalene or the Blessed Mother or Prime Creator. I don't do this by myself. I have all of their help, and they will send a healing out during the service to help anybody that needs it. And then we do a healing circle, during the healing circle, we not only get a healing, but we share that healing with others, and then we get words of knowledge where things are healed, say like the knee or the liver. And we can claim that healing for ourselves, or we can claim it for others. And we work very, very hard to bring the frequency of our services to the highest and best for everyone. So I will make announcements when that is on Blog Talk. As you heard me say, we don't have a website. We're still trying to do Blog Talk. I'm so happy that we can. The energy of this what we do, if you are familiar with us at all, I would ask you to share your knowledge of this, the possibilities of healing, with anybody who might need it. Because once you have the information, and if you request any of the prayers, and I'm going to do a little listing of some of the prayers. If you request any of the prayers, You can copy those prayers, but they've got to be copied in, the entire page has to be copied. So that way people know who we are and how to get in touch with us. And you have become the emissary for Divinity Spiritual. If you care about people, then allow them to the clearing prayer. Now, let's talk about the prayers we have. And I've been given these prayers by Creator God and by the Most Divine Holy Spirit. We have the clearing prayer, and that's going to clear any entities, or it's going to repair your fields, and it's going to align you to your higher self. We have the grounding prayer, and we have the anchoring of spirit prayer. We have the victim and martyr prayer, the release of the victim and martyr energies. And then we have something that's very special, and it's called the release from the matrix of illusion. And the release from the matrix of illusion means that we are here in this third dimension, and we come from that fifth dimension. But on that fourth dimension, there is a huge game board. It looks like a big chessboard. And on that chessboard, we are brought into that chessboard if we are angry, if we are terrible to anybody. Anytime we're angry, we're brought in on that chessboard. And then these entities who are dark, they try to give us a very bad day because they live off our anger. They live off our sorrow. They live off all of this. So the matrix of illusion is extremely important. Once you know about it, you can be released from it. And those entities, you know, people call them devils. Well, devil just means of evil. This game piece, we do not have to be there. We can bring all our energies into the third dimension. So, the matrix of illusion is an illusion of the fourth dimension. It means that we have not seen the truth, but the truth about ourselves, or the truth about our life. And in most cases, if you haven't been removed from the matrix of illusion, then we can do that today. And with the matrix of illusion, remember, this game board is like the veil. Everybody talks about the veil. Well, veil just means evil. Devil just means of the veil. And you do not have to be on that chessboard. You do not have to be manipulated by the darkness. That is something that you do not have to do any longer. The energy that you are is an energy of the Creator. And as we bring you out of the matrix, you'll start clearing. So you're going to want the clearing prayer too. You're going to start clearing all the energies of trauma and anger and sorrow, everything from this lifetime. So it's really important that after you're taken out of the matrix of illusion, it's really important that you don't get angry. You know, you stub your toe, you start getting angry or whatever, you've got to stop it, because that's going to drag you into that lower frequency of the fourth dimension again. And we're going to put this show on as a rerun, so that other people will have the benefit of this matrix of illusion. Now, let me explain. The matrix of illusion, we've been there forever, but we are now in the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius is, that's where everything is brand new. And we no longer have to be taunted by the darkness. We no longer have to be pulled down or receive projections from the darkness. We can be free. And that is the reason for this matrix of illusion. All our prayers are invocations. The first part of the invocation, I would say, by the power and the authority of Jesus and my most holy divine spirit. That's what is close to my heart. You have to find out what is close to your heart and use that, because we want to bring in the big gun. We want a clearing. We want to clear out these energies. The second part of an invocation is we got to tell the universe what we want. We're not commanding God or anything like that, but we're telling the universe, this is what I really want. So we say, and I now command. And thirdly, we say, give full permission. And as we give permission, because remember, spirit is not going to intervene automatically. You have to give permission. Every morning I give permission that the angels and guides intervene on my behalf and on behalf of my family, so that they know that they can do that. That is something that I give them permission each and every day. Now the fourth part of an invocation is that body of that action statement. Now with the matrix of illusion, it can be quite long, because we have to release the energies that have been in the matrix of illusion for an awfully long time. We have to release all cords and ties. And then we have to break all contracts, all initiations, all ceremonies and agreements from any lifetime, from any existence with the darkness. Because we are on this timeline, and we have to cancel that out. We've been controlled. We've been solidly controlled, and nobody's aware of it. But I'm hoping with this broadcast that you'll see that you no longer have to be taunted by the darkness. You no longer have to have the energy of that veil interfere with your life. As I said, this is the age of Aquarius, and we are brand new. And as we come out of the matrix of illusion, we just keep doing the clearing prayer and the other prayers, whatever we need. Or you may need a healing if you've had any trauma, you know. And I am very familiar with trauma. So it would not matter if it was sexual abuse, damage caused by alcoholism, drugs. These are things that we can work on together. And truly change your life. The fifth part of the invocation is the so be it. We just say, so be it done, so be it done now. And then we have to take three deep breaths. The first breath tells every cell in your body something's happening. The second breath starts releasing these negative energies. And the third breath says, this is my new law. I'm not going to be in that damn matrix of illusion. I'm going to live my life. I'm a child of the light. I'm a child of love. I will not be taunted like this. And if you email us, then we'll get you the prayers so that, say something did happen, you could pull yourself right back out of the matrix of illusion. So for those of you who are listening, I'm going to say this prayer in short phrases. And as I said, if you email us, we'll send you the prayer. But for right now, with the force of God, with the force of the most holy divine spirit, and the creator of all that is, let's get you out of the matrix of illusion. Let's start a new life. How does that sound? All right, if you would now, if you would sit comfortably, arms and legs uncrossed, and take a deep, slow, spiritual breath, a cleansing breath. Before we begin the invocation, I'd just like to say this. And if you would repeat it, that would be okay. As a child of God, within this age of Aquarius, I claim my spiritual sovereignty. I'm not playing this game anymore. I am done. I am a child of the light, and I shall walk my path with incredible love, with incredible light, and with incredible truth. Now, this is the invocation. By the power and the authority of the Most Holy Divine Spirit, Jesus Christ in all that I am, I now command and give full permission all energies that are mine within the matrix of illusion be gently released now, cleansed and purified, and return to me within divine intention and divine direction. Take a little breath there. All cords and ties to the matrix of illusion be now released, removed, disconnected. I am free. All ceremonies, agreements, initiations, and contracts with this so-called darkness are now terminated for this lifetime and all lifetimes and existences. Take another little breath. I'm not playing this game anymore. I am a child of the light, and all energy that I am is connected and aligned to my divine matrix. I am a child of divine spirit. I am pure. I am good. And I am strong in the light. I am strong in love from this day forward. So be it done, so be it done now. Take those three deep breaths. Now, if you'd like to call in, we have lines open at 845-241-9850. Again, 845-241-9850. Or if you'd like to contact me for a private session or a tarot party or a tarot class, healing, whatever, that is 513-289-2914, 513-289-2914. All right. So now that you're out of the matrix of illusion, the energy, your energy has a chance now to grow. Your energy has a chance
so that you can develop into the highest and best of who you are. You see, that matrix, that darkness, wants to hold us back from being all that we can be. And this show is all about each one of us becoming all that we can be. We do not have to be discouraged in our life. We do not have to be sorrowful. We are incredibly strong children of divine light. And I really want you to remember that. You know, there are people out there, maybe even someone in your family, that might put you down. Put you down and make you feel so terribly bad about yourself. And that is put there so that you change it, so that you change those things. And sometimes it's a struggle to change those things. For example, I could never talk to anybody, let alone be on a radio or you know, speak at a big group or anything like that. So I had to overcome that. That was from a very young age. Well, if you have anything from a very young age that you have to overcome, then that is put there spiritually. You know, if something is more difficult, you'll use more energy to overcome it. And that's why spirit will do that, so that you become the best at what you can be. Those things are always very early on. Very early on, those obstacles are put there. But it's up to us to overcome those obstacles spiritually. All right, now. Janie, do we have a caller?
Yes, one moment. Hi, may I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, yes, my name is Catherine and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today, dear?
Good, thank you. And yourself?
Good, 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 good. Did you do the Matrix of Illusion?
I just saw your show, so I'm sorry if I missed it.
Oh, that's all right. All right, I would encourage you, we're going to listen to the show, because there's a lesson on it that is incredibly important. But how can I help you now?
I was wondering if you see a romantic possibility with either Paul or Jerry for me, please.
There's a possibility with Jerry, but something changes in the fall. Are you currently dating him?
No. It's relatively new. We were friends a while back, and he just contacted me recently online.
Okay. Yes. I like him. I like him a lot. And But they're saying take it slow. He had a relationship that really hurt him. But there's something. Did you know him in school?
I'm sorry?
Did you know him in school?
No. I actually used to go to a pool, and it closed for COVID, and he worked there. Yeah, and so we met there, and then, you know, like COVID happened, so we lost touch.
I think you're going to – he will want to be talking to you more and more, but he's still going to want to take it very slowly.
Okay.
How do you feel about him?
I'm curious to see how it can go. I always liked talking to him, so that's a good sign. Paul is more, I think, like what I'm into, you know,
uh-huh.
So that's why I think I was attracted to him too.
Right.
You know,
well,
but
Jerry is they're saying he's far more compatible. He may not be interested in some of the same things, but he's far more compatible
Kimberly, do you get anything with this?
Hello.
I do. Hi, Catherine from New York.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you both.
Catherine, with Jerry, I see that he's entangled. He's involved in some kind of, they're showing me a spider web with some other people right now. And that's part of this holdup. So he is going to be available. Also, you're dropping these subtle hints. You're being a little too subtle, Divine Spirit is telling me. You know, so you might want to, in time, you might want to amp that up a little bit. But right now, it's not the time to do that because he's involved in this web. And you know, it might be another female where there's some loose ends, but somebody is pulling him into this web. It's like a spider web energy. These energies exist, and he's dealing with that right now. So he's going to get out of that, but you don't want any part of that web anyway. So it's all about divine timing. So please just wait and trust and be subtle for right now. But in a little while, maybe like a month from now, amp up your subtleties and amp it up a little bit, okay?
Wow, yes, you did hit on something there with the web. A friend of his flirting with me a while back, but he was like very, like a little bit mean-spirited, a little bit immature, I guess, is a nice way to put it. So that's really, wow, yeah, I'm really impressed you picked up on that. That's what I think it is anyway.
Catherine, I'm going to just be honest with you. I don't like the feeling of this web, okay? I'm just going to say it that way to you. So I know you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good.
Kimberly, along those lines, you may want to contact us for the clearing prayer and the Matrix of Illusion prayer because we have got to get him clear. We have got to get him out of that web. That web is part of the Matrix of Illusion. That web is part of the darkness. So, honey, my email is REV for Reverend MM Mary Margaret Denholm, DENHOLM at AOL.com. And just tell us, give us a line. Janie's taking care of all this for me. And we'll get the clearing prayer and the Matrix of Illusion prayer to you. And then maybe you can talk to him. You can't do it for him, but maybe at some point you'll be able to help him.
Wow.
But you definitely don't want to be part of this web. In fact, I got to tell you, it could be months. It could be months, and then I see you going out for coffee.
Wow.
Do let us know.
Yes,
sure, go ahead.
Yes, I will. I will, and I will email you. Might I ask, do you have a moment? My mom's here. She would love to talk with you, ladies.
Oh, sure, certainly. What's your mom's name?
Maria.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking me.
Good. How are you, Maria?
Appreciate you taking me. I got a question.
Sure.
You think you see me go in Italy this year? You're going to buy a property over there?
Yes. Hold on. Let me see when. It's not till like November, December.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
It could be.
There's more money coming. Hold on. Let me see. It seems like there's more money coming in July. But the purchase of the land itself is not till November, December.
So
you're going to be very pleased with this. You'll be very pleased with it.
I think my daughter is going to make money this year.
Mommy.
she's going to make some money, too. But you have other monies coming in July. And I don't know if it's like an inheritance or something like that, but you have other monies coming in July, sometime during the summer. Hold on. Let's check with Kimberly. We'd like to share here. Kimberly, do you have anything for Maria?
Yes, I would just like to say, Maria, I'm getting that there are friends or relatives in Italy all around this property that that you are thinking or that you will end up purchasing. Is this true?
Yes.
Okay, because I love the feeling of these people. It's just really good. It's just for your spirit and your health and everything else. It just really feels good, and you will get there. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Maria, thank you so much for calling us. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for taking me. I appreciate it. God bless.
Oh, anytime, honey. We're here every Wednesday at 5.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll call another time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you, too.
Thank you.
Reverend Mary Margaret, do we have time for one more call?
I think we do. I think we do.
Okay, let's do that. Thanks.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Stacy.
Hey, Stacy, how you doing, dear?
I'm fine, thank you.
How can we help you today?
I want to know what you see in regards to love for me, a relationship, please.
Hold on a second, dear.
Thank you.
All right, you definitely need the clearing prayer. Because your heart chakra is blocked, honey. But and if we can do that really quickly, then I would tell you that there is romance this summer. But you have to be open to it. You've been hurt before, and we can't respond out of that. Okay, so would you do the clearing prayer with me? We only have a few minutes.
Sure.
Okay, this is going to help you because you've had trauma, and your electromagnetic field is fractured. So this will help. This will heal that, and then we're going to align you to your higher self. By the power and the authority of Almighty God. Can you say it, please?
Oh, by the power
and authority of Almighty God.
And the authority of Almighty God.
I now command.
I now command.
And give full permission.
And give full permission.
All entities and energies.
All entities and energies.
Interfering.
Interfering.
Touching or using me in any way.
Touching or using me in any way.
On any level of my being.
On any level of my being.
Be released now.
Be released now.
Never to return.
Never to return.
Surround and support my electromagnetic field.
Surround and support my electronic magnetic field.
And all bodies.
And all bodies.
With a grid of golden healing energy.
With a greater hold of human energy.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Sacred love and sacred truth.
Heal me.
Heal me.
Align all that I am to my higher self.
Align all that I am to my higher self.
So be it now.
So be it now.
And if you'd like a copy of that, dear, just email me at revmmdenholm@aol.com. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, all of you, for today. It was a wonderful day. And we will rerun this matrix of illusion. I think it's very, very important. All of us are really trying to be our best self, and we cannot be our best self if we are within that veil. Thank you so much for a wonderful day. You are seen. You are heard.
You are enough. You are complete.